Okay, everybody, welcome to today's coaching call. Today we're going to be talking about the cleaner replace warranty, and this is a strategy that was developed by Platinum Inner Circle Club member Dan Ginnity of GT Flooring America. Dan, welcome to the call, and thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. How long have you been an Inner Circle Club member, Dan?
We joined in, I believe, mid-November 2008.
Okay. Well, why don't you, before we get into the interview, give everybody just a little background on your experience in the industry, and so we kind of know where you're coming from.
Okay, very good. And I do have my partner, Pat Thomas, here in the cleaning business with us, and then I also have Kayla, who does a lot of my marketing pieces, and with me here also in the office.
Great. Well, welcome to the call.
And, well, first of all, I started out as the oldest boy out of a family of eight kids. I'm number three. My dad was a flooring installer for about 40 years here in Great Falls and made a really good living. He was able to raise eight kids, send them to parochial school, and my mom didn't work out of this outside the house. I clarify outside the house because she did work very hard inside.
With eight kids, heck yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I went on my first installation when I was about 5 years old in 1966. Sat on the steps above my dad, loading the pin nailer for doing steps, picking up scraps, that type of thing. So I've been around the trade for a few weeks. And during the summer, when I was a teenager, I'd work with my dad 2 or 3 days a week until I was about 16 years old. And at that point, I went to work for a custom home builder, which actually was a really good background for the flooring trade. In December of 83, I got laid off, which isn't uncommon when the weather starts getting bad in our area. And I didn't really want to sit around, so I found an advertisement for a flooring sales, and I figured what the heck, I'd help lay floor, so selling couldn't be that much more difficult, so little did I know that that was the start of a different career. But and even though I working with my dad, I always swore I'd never be in the flooring trade. I did take the job when it was offered to me, and within 5 years, I became a store manager. And in 1996, the owner became a snowbird, and we ran the store 5 to 6 months a year with the absentee owner. In 2000, Jerry and I, my partner in the flooring store, started negotiating to buy the store, and the process was kind of on and off. It just didn't seem to go anywhere, and finally it stalled out. And in late 2001, the owner told me he wouldn't take anything less than what his final offer had been. So I took him at his word, found a different job, and on my 18th anniversary working at the store, I sent him my resignation. That was a Friday. Saturday afternoon, we had all the details worked out, and I restarted my job on Monday morning.
Oh, geez.
So it was, it wasn't intended to do that, but it did work out. And in 2004, we brought Pat into our family with the cleaning business. And actually, Pat was the one who opened my eyes to the coaching process because he was a Joe Polish, I believe that's how you say it,
yep.
Member. And so
for the carpet cleaning.
With the carpet cleaning, yes. And November 2008, I got a fax in my office from a group called the Inner Circle Club promising that if I joined, I'd be on Easy Street. No, I don't
know. And I used the word Easy Street. Yeah. I know I did. In fact, that was probably the headline of the letter.
Yeah. But anyhow, and then as of the first of this month, June, we started our 8th year as store owners. Personally, my wife and I have been together for 24 years, married for 21. I have 2 daughters, 3 granddaughters, and 1 grandson. And
well, great.
And so,
well, happy anniversary. Happy 8th anniversary.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Well, let's jump in and talk about, thanks for giving us that background, too. I think it's important because, you know, there's a lot of, everybody comes to this business bringing different experiences and different knowledge base and so forth to the table. And you've been a really valuable club member, bringing ideas and an enthusiasm. And I know your background really contributes to that, Dan. So thank you for that.
Yes.
Explain how the cleaner replace warranty came about.
Well, really, it was quite informal. We didn't set out to develop any type of technique or program, but occasionally Pat would call me and say, hey, I got a job here. I'm not sure if we can make it look good or not. And, you know, could we give them that warranty that, you know, if it doesn't work good, they can take the money that they spent here and apply it to carpeting if they replace. And so that's kind of how it came about. It was like, well, yeah, hey, that's a good idea. Let's run with it. And so we really never did formalize it. We didn't have the knowledge, if you will, of how to take it to the next level. And so at that point, we just had kind of a deal that we would offer every now and then if Pat thought of it. And
so it was just more of a thing he would offer verbally if the issue came up.
If he seen a floor that he didn't think he could clean very well, then he would say, hey, you know, what we can do is if that doesn't work and you're not happy, we can give you 100% towards the purchase of a new carpet.
So this developed actually was not a marketing strategy that you guys were, well, what can we do to drive sales? This actually developed out of a need that just kept coming up over and over again.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't that we... Well, one, we didn't know how to market it anyhow to start with.
How long ago did you start doing it informally?
Informally, we've probably been, about 2-3 years now.
Okay.
That we've been offering that.
Okay.
And formally, about 3 months.
Okay.
And
okay.
So...
What prompted you to begin offering it formally, or was being part of the club, did that help?
Absolutely. The one thing that we did, and if you kind of look through the literature pieces that we started with, I'd like to say that I designed it all, but no, we stole it from you. And so without that template, so to speak, we started with our Connect campaign, and we said, well, if we're going to send the letter, we can add in a section for the cleaning business at a very minimal cost, just the cost of the paper and the printing.
Within the same envelope.
In the same envelope.
Okay.
Bring it up to the 1 ounce, 42 cents at the time, and might as well get as much mileage as we can out of this. And so I think what kind of peaked it is when we went to the summit in Vegas.
Yep.
At the Imperial Palace, and we were trying to formalize, and on the way back, strategize in between.
Oh, and you had that nice long drive, too.
Yeah, just 15 hours. We left at 5 o'clock and got home at 10 in the morning.
Jeez.
So we did have a little time to visit. But what we did is we took the marketing pieces that we had, adjusted, and then with your assistance, we had gone through and tweaked the verbiage, the offer, slightly, and that's now the piece that we see on our members' site.
Okay. Well, I should clarify, too, we didn't mention this at the beginning, you have an in-house carpet cleaning company run by Pat Thomas, who was also with
the
summit.
Pat actually has been a friend of mine for many, many years. We started somewhat informally via a bowling league, which we were the champions of several years in a row, so not to say we were good. We just had high, well, at least not Pat. Pat was good. We just had high handicaps. And so, but Pat has 20-plus years of cleaning experience, and we had talked, over beers and that type of thing. I know a lot of businesses are playing that way. But we had talked about joining forces at some point in the future, and the opportunity presented itself, and we were able to hook up and bring him into our location with really no overhead expense. That's that was really the great thing, because we had extra space and an extra desk, and so it didn't cost anything to add the business really
sure.
to our current offering.
Well, they're a great business. It's a great business combination. It is never now. My background, I do have a carpet cleaning background. I owned a carpet cleaning company for about 6 years, way back in the 90s. And there was a lot of talk then about carpet cleaners really merging with, or the carpet, the, I'm sorry, the flooring stores and some of the big outfits, big chain outfits and things doing carpet cleaning, and, you know, all the independent carpet cleaners were all worried about it. For some reason, it never really materialized, and I think the reason is because carpet cleaning is such a radically different business. There's very little in common with the two as far as the tasks and things that need to be done. I think you did it right by bringing in a guy who just, you know, bringing Pat on, who knows carpet cleaning inside and out, and basically can run that half of it for you.
Well, and Pat actually on the cleaning business owns the majority of the business, but we operate under the same umbrella.
Sure.
And that's the beauty of it is that there's a serendipity there. The way our program works is that it's like kind of going to a car dealership and they've got the service department out back. Well, you know, via the installers and the cleaning service, we then have our maintenance department, so to speak.
Sure.
And so there's a good serendipity there. But this program simply will work with or without in-house cleaning services.
Absolutely. And we've got some members who have done amazingly well. So we'll talk about that in a minute, too. Yeah, everybody listening, don't worry. You don't have to have an in-house carpet cleaning company.
Exactly.
But I would say, Dan, this is a little off topic, but if you are planning to add carpet cleaning services, I think it can be a great idea. But having been in both industries, it's not the kind of thing that you can just add and it's just going to run itself. It really takes the focus. I think the way you did it was right, of a person who really knows the business and come in and can run that whole branch for you.
Well, and there's a whole knowledge base that goes along with it. It's just mm-hmm. not going down and renting a carpet cleaner at the local hardware or a grocery store, or whoever has a rug doctor machine out front. I mean, it's not, yeah, that works, but it's not a carpet cleaning service.
And no.
Pat's
no.
highly trained and gone to schools and so both trained in marketing and in the aspect of maintenance. So,
okay.
And if you can bring in people who have that knowledge, you can acquire it usually cheaper by bringing in a person who has it than by creating it yourself, although if you have the right person, you can create it in-house.
Sure. It's just I just want to emphasize that it's not like, okay, we're going to buy a truck mount unit and the thing's going to go. You've really got it. I would treat it as a separate division.
Ours is actually a separate company.
Yeah, well, there you go. So, well, back on topic here, explain how the cleaner replace warranty works.
Well, the beauty of it, it's in the simplicity. I've been doing some studying on warranties that are offered via co-op, through some of the yarn producers here lately, and some of them are exceptionally vague, unclear, great marketing pieces possibly, but poorly written and confusing to the consumer. And essentially what we have is that we will give your carpet the most thorough cleaning you've ever seen, or it's free. That's our USP, and that was Pat's before he came into our family. But if, in fact, the carpet cannot be revived to your satisfaction, no worries, because we can go and take the money that you spent on the cleaning service. If you replace the carpet within 30 days, you get 100% credit against the cost of your cleaning service. And so it's kind of a no-lose situation. It's there's no downside to it for the consumer. So if you're not sure if you can clean it or if you need to replace it, and you want to try clean it first, we'll cover you both ways. And so it's really kind of a, it's in the simplicity is where the beauty is.
Yeah, there's no weasel language. I call all those convoluted, lengthy warranties with a ton of fine print, I call that weasel language.
Exactly. Basically, if we clean a room and you're not happy and say it costs you $100, $150, $200, whatever the freight, so to speak, we'll credit that against that room. Now, I know that we had talked about on previous conference calls briefly, there were some questions about, well, what if they cleaned two rooms or five rooms or 10 rooms, whatever the number, but they only replaced carpet in one room? It's the cost of cleaning that room that we would credit, not the entire cleaning job. So
if you've got five rooms that you cleaned at $100 a room, that's $500.
Your math is good.
And, yeah, I majored in math, can you tell? I keep my numbers simple. If they wanted to come back and say, look, this one room didn't come as clean as we'd like, and we'd like to replace it, you'd credit them the $100 they spent cleaning that one room.
Exactly.
Okay.
And exactly. And I know that was one of the things that we had, some of the people thought, well, if, you know, if they would get credit or have to credit the entire cleaning bill, and that's not the case. I mean, and that's not weasel language.
No.
It's very simple to say, if you replaced the room and, you know, we had cleaned it previously, then we'll credit the cleaning for that. I mean, that's the only condition in the whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, the condition is so minute that, and I think David has experienced that when you look at it, even if you think, well, gee, I can't afford to, afford to clean one or pay for or accept that credit back, so to speak, on a small room, that we're going to end up with, you know, losing money on the job. Well, that usually isn't the case, or if it is, it's so rare that you don't have to worry about crediting back a small room.
Yeah.
What we want to do is make sure that people are comfortable offering it when they do that.
You know, when you first brought this up, this is a few months ago, I think it was right after the summit in Vegas. Having come from a carpet cleaning background, I immediately saw the value of that program. And it goes back to what we were discussing earlier, Dan. This was not something that you sat down and said, "Okay, we need a marketing. What's an offer we can put out?"
No,
it just kept coming up over and over again. And you developed a solution to it. And I, from my carpet cleaning background, it came up all the time. I would have people, they'd call me first as the carpet cleaner, and I would go in, and they'd say, you know, Jim, what's your opinion? Can we clean this thing enough so that should we just replace it and forget it? And most of the time, I couldn't give them a good answer because I don't know what their... You know, what's
what
clean enough?
Was.
Yeah, what's your standard? Invariably, they would wind up cleaning it first. And, obviously, because it costs less.
Sure.
Maybe we can get another year out of this. Maybe we can get whatever. And sometimes it just didn't come out right. And I think I told you this at the beginning, Dan. Geez, I slapped myself on the forehead and said, I wish I'd thought of this back then, because I would have immediately gone to one of the carpet flooring stores that I joint ventured with and said, hey, let's do this program. This is a real winner. So,
well, and the beauty is in the simplicity. And I know I'm a little ahead of myself, but one of the guys that we're also looking to bring this into, he says, man, talk about peace of mind for your cleaning customer.
Yep.
And so that's really a neat deal.
Yeah, it is. Now, what are you doing currently to market it?
Well, we've actually got a number of pieces that we're working with. One, with the Connect campaign, we did a letter going out to the customers and following the guidelines that we look at with the Connect campaign, we also included a referral program within it. We also included a reward that if people refer us, then there are rewards for them. We will send out coupons to their friends and family if they pass that letter along. And so what we're trying to do is create a referral reward program very similar to what we would see on the carpet side of things. Now, that's one page in our marketing. Then the next page...
Before we move on from there, Dan, let me interrupt you for just a second. So you've taken essentially the referral reward systems from the Rapid Launch module, and you've tweaked it for the carpet cleaning end of it. Is that what you're saying?
I'm sorry, pardon me?
You've taken the referral reward program that you've gotten as an Inner Circle member, and you've tweaked it from flooring to carpet cleaning.
Yeah, it was a real simple transition.
Sure.
Because of the size of the jobs, obviously the value of the rewards are diminished, but the rewards are still there. There's a reward for the customer. There's a reward if they refer someone to us. And, so we just basically morphed it over. I'd like to say we designed it all, but heck no, we're good copiers. We didn't have to reinvent the wheel.
Okay. Which is a good lesson that these marketing principles can be transferred to really any business. So whatever you're saying.
It was very easy to translate it.
Sure.
Kayla, who, even though she's a young lady, she's only 17 years old, but she has grasped the concept extremely readily, so I just basically take the pieces and hand her the parts, and then she's really good at cut and paste, and she's done just a wonderful job on taking this and helping me delegate, too, which is part of my time management challenge.
Great, great. And we kind of got interrupted part way there, or I did, on what you're doing to market this. So you're doing it through the carpet cleaning, you're doing it through the referral reward. What else are you guys doing to promote?
Well, and then what we do is when Pat does residential projects, we've developed a flyer that he leaves with the customer. And so as part of his marketing, when he's done, then he leaves this that explains our program, again, asking for referrals. And sometimes people don't realize that we accept referrals. Simple deal.
Yeah, it doesn't even cross their mind that that's how you operate.
Yeah, is that, and so we're moving away from conventional advertising as some things, are on contracts or you can't, yellow pages and things like that. We're moving into direct marketing directly to our consumers, and so with that, that's one page that we've done. Now the next phase that we did.
So let me clarify this too, Dan. Pat, your carpet cleaning manager, when he's out on a carpet cleaning job, when he finishes, he leaves a cleaner replace warranty behind.
Exactly.
So even if whether they ask about it or not,
right? Hey, we're marketing to them even if they didn't ask about it.
Because they won't always bring it up. They might just say, "Well, we'll try cleaning it first, and if it doesn't work, we'll replace it."
Right. And the idea is that that piece does two things: it impresses on the consumer that one, we stand behind the work that we do, and within the marketing pieces, we explain what our warranties are, that, if you're not satisfied, we'll come back and re-clean the carpet. If a spot reappears, we'll come back at no charge. But then this is our reinforcing piece that some carpets simply are beyond help, either through use or abuse. they're not resurrection. You know, we're not big Lord, and you know, we can't resurrect them. But so what we have to do is that the intention is that we want to drive business to ourselves. We don't want to drive it to somebody else.
Yep.
And so that's where the importance of that piece is. And then, of course, opening the door, reinforcing referral information, and I think that just is, really simplifies the whole process.
Great.
And the customer has a good feeling about that, hey, man, these guys are really behind what they're doing.
Okay. Are you guys sending out the home advisor?
We're working on that for July.
Okay, great. And I imagine you're going to start promoting that in the home advisor as well.
Yes, we will. That will be part of our package that we will be offering. And so we actually have a couple of other pieces that we're working with, too, that's a different direction on that. We're doing a direct mail, self-mail.
The piece promoting the clean and replace warranty?
Yes, and this is what I had Kayla do is locate via our local board of realtors every active real estate agent in the town, in the general area, and then locate property managers and properties that they have and develop a database. And we tweak the piece for each one, and I can't say that these pieces have been exceptionally successful yet, but as with a lot of these direct mail pieces, it's not the first time out the gate that it's going to yield you great results. And so what we are doing, we're instigating a drip campaign for these people that will touch them once a month. And we're on our second mailing with both the real estate and property management people. And what we'll probably do then is change up the mailer and possibly include them then into our home advisor mailing list.
There you go. That's fantastic.
And so what we can do then is incorporate them. And the idea is that the ultimate goal is one, to have a satisfied cleaning customer, but two, is to have a expand our sphere of influence on the carpeting side of the business. That's the real goal of the whole thing, is to sell carpet. It's not
to clean
carpets, but to sell carpet. But sometimes you have to put your bread out there on the water and it will return. You just don't know exactly where it's coming from sometimes.
Well, you're going to establish, by doing that, all kinds of relationships, and later on when we get to the mastermind portion of the call, we might have some ways to even turbocharge that. But what a great idea. I mean, the realtors, I know, are that issue comes up. Geez, should we try cleaning this? You know, they're talking to their they've got a listing, and they're talking to their client saying, you know, these carpets, we've got to do something so that the house is more appealing. And the debate comes up, well, should we just clean them or should we replace them? I know that comes up. And the same with the property management. You know,
exactly.
Somebody moves out, same thing. What a great, great way to close that loop.
Well, what we're looking at is that and they may not need it today, but we need to stay in front of them because they will need it tomorrow or the day after that. And, you know, we haven't been in direct contact with some of these agents. There's, in our given area, I think there's 250 active agents. Now, some of them we did cross off the list due to previous experiences, or some of them are affiliated with other businesses. There's some reasons that we crossed them off the list, but I think we still are sending out well over 200 real estate letters. 257 to be exact.
Okay. So you've got a farm of about 250, did you say, Dan?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, and you're gonna take the farm approach, which is what I recommend anytime you've got a list. The target farming module goes into that.
Right.
Yeah, so you're just going to drip on them. Because this month, out of that 250, there may not be anybody in that exact situation.
Exactly. But what we will do is we want to stay in the front of their mind, hey, if I run into this, then I've got to, you know, because each agent, especially when times are tough, they want to have their, you know, their people that they can say, hey, I can get this done for you, or I can get that done for you, even if they didn't think of it, that they make themselves stand out beyond the other agents, and so they garner the listing, and we just want to be their partner. And,
there you go.
And we will start a more formalized program with the agents in the future, but this is a way to put in the door. It is different, I think, than any other piece that they've ever received. Not quite as appealing, maybe, as the sending out dollar bills or lottery tickets, but
well, it's a way to start.
Way in the door.
It's a great, you hit the nail on the head, and anyone that's not familiar with it, what you just referenced there with the dollar bills and lotto tickets, those are part of the joint ventures module.
Exactly.
But if you've been dripping on these 250 realtors for, say, 3 or 4 months, and then you pick 10 of them at a time,
exactly,
to then step it up to the joint ventures and hit them with the dollar bill letter and all that stuff, and then follow it up with a phone call, you're just going to have done that much more to make that relationship easier to develop.
Well, and that's kind of what we're figuring is we're working, you know, through parts and pieces of the program, and we're going to become better marketers as we go along, and we're using the templates. And that's one thing I want everyone to know is that these are not hard things to develop. All the literature that we have developed is now available on the website. Take it, use it, tweak it, adjust it, fix it to whatever you think works, and if it's better than what I did, let me know so I can copy you.
There we go. There we go. What kind of results have you been getting?
Well, right now, we've got some referrals back on it. We haven't, surprisingly enough, haven't had quite as stellar a success as David Koshin has had. I'm a bit jealous, actually. But I think where it's more important is that we're developing kind of a closed-loop marketing program. And so, you know, we did have one or two previously that we had offered that program to that, you know, they come in and we give them their money, we write them a little credit, and it was no big deal. But we just really have started this hard and heavy where we're approaching the customers. And so I think it'll take a while for this to occur. But we will have responses to this and results with this, because one of the other things that we have done, and I know that this is one of your questions a little bit further down the road, but I'm going to jump into it, is that we're actually bringing in a competitor cleaner into this fold, and he is horribly excited about this program. And he was talking to his property management people and real estate contacts previously to when we even got his marketing pieces done.
Okay.
So
that's, yeah, and, you know, a couple things I'll comment on. You know, the strategy is so low cost. I mean, basically you're talking about the cost of printing up some flyers and leaving them at the jobs. I mean, it's nothing. That if you get five extra, you know, or let's say one per quarter, you get one extra job per quarter out of it, I mean, it pays for itself 100 times over.
Absolutely.
Plus, it does close the loop psychologically with your clients, whether they take advantage of it or not. They go, wow, these are the go-to people. What a great thing. And third is it develops the relationships that you're talking about with property management through this other carpet cleaning company. So it pays dividends beyond just, you know, if you leave, you know, let's say you got a carpet cleaner you're working with and he's doing, you know, 40 jobs a month or something, you know, you may not get a call out of that 40. It may take 3 or 4 months of him leaving 40 flyers out a month before you get a job off of it. Is it worth it? Heck yeah. Coming from the carpet cleaning business, It wasn't every week that I had people with that dilemma. It was maybe once every couple of months, maybe once every 6 weeks. I didn't really even track it because it wasn't on my radar as far as a marketing strategy at the time. But it has all these benefits, and it's so low cost that you do it for a year and then look back and see what your results are. I know you're going to get extra business out of it.
Well, and even if, you know, and some of these things may not even show up as part of this program, but sometimes good marketing product like this, it takes the edge off who a customer would select. And that's the thing that I think in the cleaning side is that we have that extra tool in our toolbox that, hey, this is why we're better. This is why we're worth extra. And then, should the need arise, then the money comes back and flows back to the revenue, or the revenues come back to the flooring store, because the cost of acquisition on a customer was extremely low.
Yes.
And I think industry studies show that it costs between $300 and $600 for to capture a sold customer. By the time you calculate all your advertising expenses and things like that to go into it. And so if I can acquire a customer for $100, well, I just save myself $200 on an acquisition of a project.
Yeah, I mean, let's take a real conservative worst-case scenario. Let's say you have a carpet cleaner that you're working with, and he's passing out 100 flyers a month at a 6 cents per flyer. That's $6 a month. What's 6 times 12 months, Dan? 70?
$72, yeah.
72. So you do this for an entire year, and you get one job out of it. You know, some people would think, geez, this thing's not working so great. You know, I only got one job. Who cares? You've paid for it, depending on what the sale was, anywhere from, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 times over.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and plus all the other benefits, the relationships, closing that loop, positioning yourself as the trusted advisor and go-to person.
It enhances repeat cleaning business, I believe, and it will also, and just because we cleaned a carpet doesn't mean they don't have another room that doesn't need flooring, and they say, well, heck, they're teamed together. I'll go see these guys first because I know that, you know, it's a program.
That's right.
And that's the part of it is that the beauty of it is that it brings both sides together. It enhances the synergy of our relationship, and that's why, I mean, you're right, we only have to connect on one job a year, or in David's case, one job every decade,
yeah.
To make that viable program.
Yeah. Well, let's say that, you know, we've got most of the people on the call don't have an in-house cleaning company, and
yes.
I know you're beginning to branch out to at least one cleaning company that's not
in-house. We're only going to add on one other cleaning company.
Okay. Give us your thoughts on that and making it work with an outside company.
Well, what we did is the choice of the company was actually Pat's, who we would work with, and there's some cleaning companies that we have a good relationship with. Some we wouldn't stop in the street if they were laying on the road, and some in between.
Okay.
And what we did is we went to a cleaner who happens to occasionally refer business our way. We've done his house, we've done his daughter's house, and so I think we have a pretty fine relationship. And we called him up. We didn't even send out the letter. We just called them up and said, hey, we want to partner with you. We've got this great deal. We need you to come down to the shop. And we didn't even go to his convenience. We made it on our convenience. And we're not supposed to do that. But we had a bit of a relationship, so we could work on that.
Yeah.
But I came in, and I took a page out of some of the things that you'd done. I made a little folder or a notebook, and on the front I put a deal, and it says these techniques and letters are copyrighted under the state and local or federal statutes and all this, you know.
So you copied my copyright message.
I did. You don't have to be smart. You just have to be a good copier. And so I wanted to make it look like that if you don't talk to us about it, you can't use it.
Ah, there we go.
We got about 10 minutes into our discussion, so he says, how much is this going to cost me? It's nothing. He said, what? And we had him hooked. I mean, the rest of it was just fluff. And,
yeah.
And the hardest thing was to get him down here so we could take pictures to put on the flyer with him and one of his guys.
Oh, okay.
And, but, you know, and we said, you know, we kind of, they have some company colors, and so we created the flyers a different color than our flyers. And the nice thing is that we really don't have overlap in our customer base.
Mm-hmm.
And if we do, it's going to be very, very moderate. And what we intend to experience is that people bring a different realm of people to our store in the future.
There you go.
And so in the past, he's referred work to us. I mean, we've probably done, through his own personal and referral work, we've probably done some in the neighborhood of $25,000 of business with him.
That's fantastic.
But why wouldn't I partner with this particular company?
Sure.
And,
sure.
But we basically took the piece that we developed for Pat's cleaning service, changed some of the verbiage, because we did not want it to be a copycat. We did not want to horn in on Pat's unique selling position, some of those things. But we didn't lose any of the benefit of the message, but we changed the message slightly.
Gave it a different look and so forth.
Not too much.
Okay, all right.
You know, if it was some of the verbiage, a lot of it was still the same basic look, because I think it's a strong piece.
What would your advice be to a company who is going to, okay, they're going to go out and find a carpet cleaning company to team with? What would your advice be as far as selecting that right partner?
Well, one, if you have someone that's feeding you business right now, they would be fairly high on my list. And the other thing is that you want to make sure you're comfortable with their business ethics, because when you're joint venturing with someone, you can have all the joint ventures in the world, but if you've got someone out there that's denigrating your name, then, or their ethics are not up to our par, I think we call that the baseball ethics.
Oh, yeah, yep.
At the mastermind, but you want them to mirror your ethics. You want to be comfortable with their operating scenarios. You don't want the bait and switch. You don't want the, I'll do 10 rooms for $99. Oh, you wanted it wet? we want people with ethics. That's
yes.
The main thing is that you need ethical partners. The next thing is if you've already been referring them, that's a good place to start, too, because they are somewhat beholden to you. And you may or may not be best off to partner with the biggest guy in the neighborhood, because if he isn't already sending you a business, he's already sending it somewhere else. And so he's not going to necessarily be as eager, but you have to fill out your market and see what feels the best for you. But I would start first with your informal relationships and then work out from there. Don't offer it to, if you've got 10 cleaners in your market, don't offer it to 8 of them.
No.
Be exclusive, be semi-exclusive, but don't oversaturate it, because then everyone has it and it isn't a unique selling position. Look at it from the standpoint is, I'm going to pick my 1 or 2, 3 guys, depending on your market size, and we're going to go with that. Don't prostitute it across the marketplace.
That's a great, great recommendation. I wholeheartedly agree. And when you do that meeting with the carpet cleaning company, you let them know that. You say, look, we're going to pick 2 companies to partner with on this at the very most. And
exactly.
That plants the seed in their mind, well, you know, I better take this or somebody else is going to have it. So
yeah, the limited offer.
Yep, definitely. Definitely limit the supply there. Well, let's do this. I'm going to go ahead and open it up. We're going to kind of do a Q&A and mastermind for just a little bit. I'm going to go ahead and unmute the call. Before I do, anybody, if you've got background noise or anything like that, go ahead and self-mute your phone, and I'll take this off here. Bear with me a moment. Okay. First thing I want to do is David Koshin on the line? I wasn't sure if he would be able to make it. He had a great story with the cleaner replace warranty. I'll tell it real quick. He went out, I think within just a few weeks of him implementing it, what happened? The carpet cleaning company that he was joint venturing with, I think it was ServPro. It was what now? At any rate,
I think it was Service Master.
Was it Service Master? Okay. What happened is this client had a bedroom, like a 10x10 bedroom or something, that had red Kool-Aid stains. I mean, this carpet was thrashed. And they actually spent about $90 trying to get it clean, and there was just no way they could get it, you know, up to par. So, you know, they had the cleaner replace warranty. David had joint ventured with this carpet cleaning company. So the people came in and brought in the flyer. David or one of his sales team, I can't remember which, went out, bid the job, but it turned out that as they looked through the house, they did the design audit, and they wound up needing tile, whole bunch of stuff. Anyway, this $90 cleaning job that he gave a $90 credit for turned into over $23,000 in work. So this is just, that's the kind of thing that we haven't even discussed yet, Dan, is when somebody has you come out and replace one room that didn't measure up to par, if you're doing the design audit program, the design audit process, the way it's intended, you're going to have lots of upsell opportunities.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's just this is a foot in the door technique, really, is what it is. But it's something that I think is unique and sets us aside from anyone else. And that's why I think it's so cool.
Yep, very different. And I think when your carpet cleaner that you partnered with outside of Pat, the other outside cleaning company, I think when he saw the light on this so quickly, I mean, I had the exact same, you started explaining it, and before you'd even finished, I went, holy smokes, this is a winner. Coming from that end of it. Let's do this. Is there anybody on, this is a new program, so not many people in the club, you and Dave might be the only ones in the club that are even using this program, but first, is there anybody on the call that started using the program and has had any kind of results that they want to talk about?
Jim? Jerry Johnson.
Okay, let's go with Jerry Johnson first.
Okay, thank you, Jim. We just started with ServPro and with CleanPro here in Amarillo. We got them out at the Better Business Bureau, and we mailed out the letter to them, and we've already received one referral. It was just a little closet deal, but it was actually, they couldn't even clean it to begin with. It had water damage. It sat for like 3 weeks, and they couldn't even clean it, but they referred us, and we replaced it, and We're excited about it. It was just announced in our advisor letter this month. So we just got started doing it just in the last few weeks.
Well, this company that you were with, did you use the cleaner replace warranty to create that relationship?
Yes.
Okay.
We sent them a letter and tell them about that warranty, even though they didn't really play in on this here because they couldn't. They just told the guys, "Man, it's been wet and molded and mildewed and terrible." But they did refer us to it. Matter of fact, it was like about 3 or 4 days after we met with them and came up with things, made up their flyers for them and stuff. And also, and we had not been doing business with them before.
So that goes back to what we were talking about earlier. You know, that's one of the side benefits. You know, getting the somebody to come in and actually use the warranty is one benefit, but you just highlighted another one, Jerry. That's that whole referral relationship. You closed the loop there.
And we mailed out to, I don't know how many there's cleaning companies there are in Amarillo exactly, but we mailed out seven of them to ones that were members of the Better Business Bureau.
Okay.
And we actually just limited it to two.
Oh, good for you.
So we've got right now two. We've kicked around about adding more, but we're going to see how this works first before we add any more.
I think that's a great idea. I think it was it Steve D'Angelo that was going to chime in? I think I recognized your voice. You there, Steve?
It was. Yes, hi.
Okay, I thought that was you.
Hi there.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, so, we've put together a flyer on this, and we've blanketed all the regional realtors. Tremendous response. They look at that as a way to eliminate an obstacle for the buyer. Buyer says, I love the house, but I'd have to spend $5,000 to get the carpet replaced. So, hey, maybe it can just be clean. Yeah, but it costs a lot. You can, you know, you. I don't have to play it all out for you. You can know how that goes. So we haven't had these things out there long enough to experience any action, but I'm certain that we'll get it just from the response we got. We don't have an in-house cleaning, and I wanted to ask what the thoughts were as it pertained to the property management companies. My concern with them is that when they do buy carpet, it's the lowest grade there is, and they buy it at the lowest prices they can find in the market, and then for me to have some sort of a discount over top of that doesn't look too attractive. I was wondering what anybody's thoughts were on that.
Dan, you have any thoughts on that?
Well, one of the things that I see about that is that, and that can be a challenge on the initial job. What I'm looking at is that, say if you've got a property management company that you haven't been working with previously, this is a foot in the door, so you may take a short margin on the first job or two on it, but what will happen, at least hopefully in my experience, is that they say, hey, one, you know, if we got a carpet, we're not sure, we're waffling on it, we can have it cleaned, and if not, you know, they'll swap it out for us. But what I'm looking at is that not that unit. I'm looking beyond that first unit that we had to replace it at a very low margin. I'm looking at the second, third, tenth apartment that we do for them. I've got long-term relationships, as I'm sure you do, Steve, with apartment people. I've got some files that are almost 20 years old. They're all taped together, and now they just say send out some carpet and get the unit done. And I don't even have to go out to the. They don't even pick the carpet. I pick the carpet and the vinyl for them. And that's what I'm looking at. Those relationships are like money in the bank. And so, you know, you have to kind of look at it as a long-term approach. It's, yes, on the first job, it may not be your ideal setting, but if you think that you can build a long-term relationship, that's the companies I would go after. I would kind of watch some of the, you know, if you have to look at your business and analyze it, but if you think that every time they're going to come in, they're going to shop you to death on it, don't offer it to that company. Offer it to your friends. Offer it to the people that you want to enhance your relationship with your current clientele. It's our program, and we pick who we choose to offer it to. It doesn't necessarily everyone gets this. If I don't want to offer it to them, I don't have to. So, you know, and if you tell your people that you're partnering with, say, you know what, because of the low margins on property management, I'm not going to offer it to property management people. This is residential businesses, you know, commercial businesses, only, not property management. So you can limit to what, you know, how you present it with your partner. That's something you can develop. You can just say, these are parameters. and that I'll work under, and as long as they know that going in, then you're covered.
Yeah, a lot of good advice, different options there, and I think I'll just add that you want to work with I want to work with the property management that isn't every time I got to go bid a job it's this they're nickel and diming me each way, you know. There gets to a point where you just don't need the headache. So.
Well, and the other thing is, too, is in this marketplace, there are certain property management companies I'm a little uncomfortable with their financial position. I don't want to do business with them anyhow.
That's very true.
I would like to get paid.
Yeah, that's an important component of the success of this whole thing.
Exactly.
Would it be possible to give just kind of a generalization as to what your price might be for, say, 800 square feet of apartment carpet?
You mean what we would retail it for?
Yeah.
Actually, most of the people that I'm working with right now, and I know people don't believe it, but I've got most of my common accounts where my average cost of installation is, I'll just do it real quick.
No, Dan, I meant cleaning.
Oh, cleaning?
Yeah, I'm wondering, you know, how much of a discount am I given if, you know, I have to pull the trigger on one of those for an apartment?
Okay, so if you got an 800 square foot, you'd be somewhere around $160, the entire apartment.
Okay.
That's spending.
If you find what you could do is any carpet cleaning company that you're joint venturing with, get those estimates from them ahead of time. And ultimately, you know, we've talked a lot about property management, but ultimately, what the heck, you may just decide it's not worth it. I mean, bottom line, you got to make money on this. You may decide, you know, the relationships I have, I know this is going to get abused. It's not going to turn into the long-term situation that Dan described. You just may not do it for them. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with this. The true beauty of this program is not the commercial accounts. It's the residential. And that's where the real power is. And that's where that's why the realtors work so well, because that's what they're mostly dealing with.
Yes. And the beauty of it is, too, is that when you partner with someone, you say, this program is only for these types of accounts. You limit it. It's your program. You offer it what makes sense. The property management, the reason that we did that is we've developed some very nice, profitable property management accounts. And one of my biggest accounts, I've been dealing with them over 20 years. We've offered it to them, and they said, nah, you guys tried it. You don't have to credit us back. And so we didn't even have to give the money back.
Wow.
We got paid for that and the carpet. So, you know, it just depends on your relationship.
That's the kind of client you want, Steve, the ones that'll use the flyer but then won't make you pay for it.
Yeah. Well, use it where it makes sense. If it's property management, just take it off the table.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
That's the easy solution, yeah, yeah. Any other questions or any we're at the top of the hour. Dan, do you have time to hang on for another 8 or 10 minutes?
Absolutely, if anyone's interested.
Okay, yeah, let's keep going with this. Any other either results or questions or suggestions?
Hey, I got one that happened here recently. My name's Dick Fleck, Fleck Floors. We're in beautiful, lower Delaware.
All right. Welcome to the call, Dick.
Yeah. Of course, one of the very first things I saw with the material I got from you was this the clean and replace thing. I said, that sounds really good. We do have carpet cleaning in-house. And we use a good system, Rotovac, Power One. It's better than basic one, so on. Anyway, I had a couple of customers, a couple of nice ladies that have joined as partners and bought a house down here in the beach area. And they were doing price shopping.
Okay.
So I came out and, you know, looked at some things, and they had the one room I offered to clean and replace warranty for their carpet. And they thought that was wonderful. And we chatted and we looked at some things, and they decided, well, the hell with the clean and replace, we're just going to replace everything. So we ended up with a $4,000 job out of it. We didn't even have to do the cleaning. So.
Fantastic. Well, that's an example of just because you had that offered on the table, did you find, Dick, that it caused enough, sounds like it caused enough differentiation between you and everyone else that they...
Oh, absolutely, because when the people came in, well, there was one guy involved. One of them had a husband, the other two were widows. There's like three women that are partners. And it was exactly. It's just, well, we've already made up our mind who we're going to go with. The hell with the price.
I love it. That was fantastic. Good. How long have you been a member, Dick?
Just a couple of months. We're brand new.
Great. Thanks for sharing that. Anybody else?
I do. I have a question. This is Tammy from Creative.
Hey, Tammy.
Hey. The way you guys are talking with the clean and replace warranty, if you don't have the in-house cleaner, if you're just using somebody else, it sounds like you're talking of joint venturing with them and just offering it exclusively with specific cleaning services. I actually, in my last newsletter, we haven't gotten any results for it, I just went out last week, but in my last newsletter, I just put it out there as a general offer for any professionally cleaned carpet. So would you not suggest doing that, just partnering with specific companies?
Dan, you want to take this one?
Well, I never thought of offering it that way. I didn't think of offering it that way simply because there are some companies in our market area that are less than scrupulous. Now, if you don't have a relationship or you haven't been able to build a relationship, that would be a way to offer it. I wanted to use it as a way to tie up an existing cleaner and as a cleaning partner to us. The one thing that you would have is you don't have quite the same control if you open it up to all comers. Now, if you don't have time to build a program and put it out there, that might be a great way to acquire some additional people, and I don't think that it could hurt you at all. I mean, but you might have to limit it to certain types of business if you say, okay, I'm not going to do it for property management, or I'm not going to do it. But, I mean, it's a great idea. I mean, it's taken a step beyond what I thought of.
Okay. Well, I'd actually kind of thought of that in the early stages, and I lean more towards what you said at the beginning, Dan. I see this as a way to develop a joint venture relationship with the carpet, with a carpet cleaner, and create that exclusivity, create that closed loop. Dick just mentioned that by, him going in and offering that program, it circumvented price shopping, and they didn't even do the cleaner replace. They just he set them up as so different that they just said, we'll pay your price, just do it. I'm a little leery of putting it out there to anybody, bring in your receipt and we'll give you credit for it. I guess you could test it, but I'm leaning more towards what Dan said at the beginning, I think, Tammy.
Okay. I do like the idea of partnering with somebody, and we do have actually a very good cleaner, one that we already that we just recently hooked up when we refer him to everybody that comes.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that'd be the person that I would approach first, and because the one thing is that if you have an outside cleaner, they're going to have a sphere of influence that is not necessarily the same as your sphere. And so, as we talked about in some of the other modules, that we increase our sphere of influence, and so we borrow, if you will, that cleaner sphere of influence, especially if they do good work and you're comfortable, and it creates another chain of people who will support your business.
Yeah, by doing it the way you're describing, Tammy, that you make a good point, Dan. You're just hitting your client base that is already hearing from you, and if it happens to occur,
probably got that business anyhow.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay.
Yeah. Any other questions or comments or suggestions?
Okay. Taylor says find someone that's good and hire them to do all your marketing pieces for them. And that really is good advice because I think that it is easy to get overwhelmed and say, well, I got to send this out and that out. And it does help just have directed to. So thank you.
Yeah, and if you take that, remember, everybody that's on this call is an advanced marketer compared to all the other businesses in your area. Most people are not, this kind of stuff's not even on their radar. So when you approach a carpet cleaning company, the chances are they don't do any marketing other than yellow pages and newspaper and the standard junk that we've all are learning to avoid like the plague. So by giving them this program, something simple as here, put one of these flyers at every job that you do. You're giving them a leg up on their competitors that is not, it's huge. And it's so simple for them to do. So, well, we're just about out of time here. So, Dan, thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us. I know that as this gets rolled out, that's why I wanted to do this call, because I know there's only a few people using it now, but I know as it gets rolled out and used more and more, people are going to have long-term really good results with this. So thanks for sharing it and making all these all your tips and knowledge available.
You're more than welcome. And if anyone really does have any questions that they'd like to go into more in depth, and you think I may be able to help you, you're more than welcome to contact me personally. And
let's do it this way. If they want to do that, fax my office, and we'll put you in touch with Dan.
And then the other thing is that on that clean and replace warranty, there is our address. So any commissions you feel that you'd like to send our way, please feel free to do so.
All right. Very good. Very good.
All right.
Okay, everyone, remember next week's Platinum call if you're a Platinum member. And until next time, happy marketing. Thanks for being here.
Okay.
Thanks again.